Exercise 4, page 23. Speaker 1.
When my tenants vacated the flat, I was horrified. It was in poor condition. There was a horrible stench from unremoved rubbish, and the windows were filthy. The upholstery on the sofa had been scratched to pieces by the cat as well. The fitted carpets were all stained, and the walls and paintwork were marked. The tenants were a recently married couple, but they didn't have any young children. Perhaps they'd been having wild parties at the weekends, or inviting hordes of relations to stay. Who knows? Anyway, I had no choice but to deduct the cost of the damage from the deposit.
Speaker 2.
After my car accident, the cost of the repairs was huge. It threw me completely off budget and I got into quite a financial mess. I couldn't even pay my rent on time, which annoyed the landlord. On the third month, he threatened to take legal action, and he seemed deadly serious. I didn't want to get a bad credit rating, so I arranged to borrow some money from my parents. With their help, I managed to pay my debt, plus a few months' rent up front, to give myself time to get back on my feet. It was worth it just to keep the landlord happy.
Speaker 3.
I was getting unusually high water bills and was concerned there might be a leak. I informed the maintenance staff and asked them to come and check the water flow indicator outside at the meter. However, they couldn't have cared less. In spite of phoning them several times, they never bothered to come out. I felt quite disgusted. At the very least, they could have provided me with a phone number for a plumber. In the end, I telephoned one that I found myself and he fixed the problem immediately.
Speaker 4.
I have a number of tenants living in the same building. Tensions can build up sometimes over silly little things. Somebody annoys the others by making too much noise or leaving their bicycle in the hallway in everyone else's way. I encourage the tenants to get together regularly so these problems can be sorted out. If the weather is nice, for instance, I'll organise a barbecue in the garden and invite everyone. After all, we are a community of people sharing the same space. It's important to develop mutual respect, and socialising provides the ideal opportunity.